Chapter 2. Eating Family Style. The only time I've ever turned down a slice of cheesecake was on my 12th birthday. It was the night I saw the musical Hair on Broadway. My mother loved the theater, and every year around my birthday, we would go to New York City and see a show, then walk over to Lindy's on 52nd Street for cheesecake. Lindy's was famous for it. A massive, thick, cream cheese-based concoction hugged in a graham cracker crust. A lot like my grandma Kitty's, for whom I was named and whose recipe lay tucked in her much-treasured recipe box, which contained the only clues I had about a woman who died years before I was born. Kitty's cake was better. It wasn't as sweet, as it was made with dense farmer's cheese, nor was it topped with strawberries drowning in a glossy, goppy, impossibly red glaze. That night, our seats at the Biltmore Theater were front and center, best in the house. And I sat riveted as Ben Vereen, Melba Moore, and Diane Keaton belted out the story of Claude Bukowski and his hippie tribe. The play rocked with provocative themes and searing lyrics about sex and drugs, and railed against the draft in Vietnam to pounding, joyous, heartbreaking music that made me think that freedom on my 18th birthday couldn't come fast enough. In the course of 2 hours, my world leaped from Leave It to Beaver into the Age of Aquarius. Although I was a worldly, precocious 12-year-old, nothing could have prepared me for the end of the first act. My mouth dropped as the entire cast defiantly dropped their clothes. From the first row, I could see everything. When confronted by the sight of my first 10 penises, I slowly raised my playbill to cover my eyes. When my mother and I left the theater and headed over to Lindsay's for the first time in my life, I couldn't eat the cheesecake. That night, the sassy 12-year-old was rendered humbled, speechless, and without an appetite. To this day, one bite of a New York-style cheesecake, and I'm 12 years old again, on the brink of becoming a woman and a little scared to see what's ahead. Food is memory, transporting us back in time to reconnect with places we've been, with people long gone, evoking moments we wish to relive, and marking the turning points of our lives. Baked goods often seem to be the most powerful evocators, perhaps because good pastry and bread take so much care and effort to make.